That's the sound of beer. A lot of beer. It's an extra medium mild brown ale being put into kegs at White Oak Brewing Company in West Normal. Co-owner Brian Ballard shows me around his operation.
So this is the production facility, about 2,000 square feet of concrete that we filled with stainless steel and filled those things, stainless steel things, with beer of all at all stages and levels.
Ballard is one of three co-owners at White Oak, along with Scott Scherer and Mark Reichert. They ran a home brewing store called The Hop Shop, but recently they've been devoting their efforts to White Oak, a small production brewery in West Normal. They opened a tap room in February. It's been sort of a hidden gem among craft beer lovers in Bloomington Normal.
We had to change the law in Normal to create a liquor license that allowed us to sell our own beer without having a kitchen or having food. Since our facility is so small, we really didn't have the space for that. So once we were able to create that license and get the build out done, we opened immediately in the middle of February of this year.
Yeah, so tell me how it's going so far since you opened the tap room in February.
It's going great. Initially, we almost ran out of beer, but we were able to invest in some more equipment and get that installed and in line, and we're making more beer now. So we're able to have all eight beers on tap at the tap room and then maintain our distribution beers out there in the public and the market, too.
Yeah, so how are people responding to this idea of a tap room? This is sort of probably a newer idea for a lot of folks who come on here.
It is for us especially. Most breweries have tap rooms, and it seems to be the most logical way to do it. The margins are obviously better, and then you can connect with the consumer on a more intimate level. We just weren't able to do it when we first started because of the way the laws were. But when we'd go to festivals, that was the number one question people would ask us, is if we had a tap room, if there was a place where they could come and see the brewery and try all the beers and do that with the people who make it. And it was unfortunate that we had to say no to all of those people that really just wanted to come experience our facility, wanted to come to Normal. A lot of times it was out of town, so it was people that wanted to travel here to try our beer and you know, bring revenue, tourism to town, and we'd have to deny them that ability. So it's great now that when we see people and they ask where we're at, and if they have, we have a place where they can come try it, we can say yes. We have to explain where we're at usually because we're kind of out here hidden a little bit, but usually once people find us once, they can find it again.
And I imagine your location here kind of dates back to your history and the type of business you guys had before. But I guess tell us why you are here in West Normal. It is a kind of an interesting location to be for a taproom.
Sure is, yeah. And you see a lot of breweries like to set up in buildings like this, in more industrial parks, pole barns, big frame and siding, steel siding buildings. They're just easy to work with. A lot of times they're really open in the middle, so you can fit all your big equipment in there. But what's most important for us is that we had a lot of water, a lot of electricity, a lot of drain. We're able to get semis down the street to deliver all of our things and to take the things away, too. So that was really important for us for location. And then we're committed to being in Normal. We wanted to be in Normal. We chose to be in Normal. So this really satisfies both of that and having a commercial building, but also in Normal.
So tell me about the other distribution methods you guys have. What kind of places do you sell, and where can we find you?
In the state of Illinois, there's an exemption that allows small breweries to self-distribute up to a certain limit. And so we exercise that. So I sell and deliver the beer all around Central Illinois. Our distribution's mostly limited to Central Illinois. We do a lot of Bloomington, Normal, McLean County. We do a little bit of Peoria, Springfield, and Champaign, but we really like to focus on our home area here. We like to set up in accounts. We like to have our beer in accounts that are craft beer accounts, smaller accounts where the focus is on craft beer, where ownership is actively involved, where people go to seek out those kind of things. And we've been able to pick up about 30 to 40 accounts that fit that description here in town. Although we don't really have a set prototypical account, we'll distribute anywhere that we feel like the beer is gonna do well, gonna be treated well, and consumed by people who enjoy it. So we're in, you know, social clubs, small places. We're also in big corporate restaurants as well, too.
Hey, it seems like you've made some interesting local connections too. I was at Shakespeare Festival over the weekend, and you've got Shakespeare there on tap, I think. It's pretty cool to see you guys kind of pop up in more and more places.
The nice thing about our size too is that we're big enough to be able to do things like that for the Shakespeare Festival and make enough beer to supply them beer for the whole summer. But we're not so big that the sizes of the batches that we make are way more than they, and we sell it here in the tap room too, could be able to sell in a summer. So we're really not right in that like nice sweet spot for size, for being able to do local things like that. We do events with Coffee Hound, too. We use a lot of their coffee in our beers, and we do a lot of collaborative events with them at different places, too.
Where does White Oak kind of fit in? If you kind of describe yourself to kind of a new person who didn't know anything about you, I mean, what styles do you have? What's your calling card?
Our style is super eclectic, I think, and it kind of harkens back to our home brewing roots. Homebrewers like to make every style that they can make. They like to try and master different styles, too. And you can see a lot of that in the way that we rotate beers. Pretty heavy rotation, a lot of traditional styles. And it just kind of shows through. We have some flagships that we try to keep around all the time and that we make more regularly than others. But in the first 2 years, we've rotated 30, 40 different beers through. And that kind of goes back to being that size where we can experiment on the full-size equipment.
So how much beer are you making these days?
The first year we started in October, so the first year returns weren't necessarily indicative of our capacity. Last year was our first full year, and we did somewhere around 200 barrels. This is our second full year, and we're operating at about 40 to 50 barrels a month.
Well, can you talk a little bit about where you guys kind of fit into the larger craft brewing industry? What were you guys seeing there that you thought maybe this was the right time to kind of scale up and, you know, open a tap room and really work on distribution? I guess, where is the industry headed and where do you guys kind of fit in there?
I wish I knew where the industry was headed. I could make a lot of money if I knew all the answers for that. I feel like the industry is kind of drawing back more towards small, independently owned craft breweries. Where before it seemed like everybody was trying to grow to get as big as they could. Seems to be a lot of folks trying to get as specific or specialized as they can and kind of following, I don't know, maybe the new Glarus model, where they really dot a line around the area that they intend to serve and do it that way as opposed to trying to be in every state. And I think that we probably fit that model more. We only have three owners, so it's just three people's money into this thing, and we all live here in this area. So I think we're pretty committed to servicing this area to the best of our ability. And once we get to that, then we'll decide where we go from there. But until then, we really want to focus on our area.
Hey, what are some things you guys have to do to kind of stand out in a pretty crowded field? There's a lot of choices when people are thinking about craft beer these days.
Well, there are a lot of aspects to the beer marketing thing. I sell the beer, so I do all the marketing and sales. And fortunately for me, my job is not that difficult because it's good. So it's easy to sell beer when it's good. And it's local, so people are always interested in trying something local, especially travelers, people from out of town or visiting family. Are always willing to try something local. It's just maintaining that relationship with them once they try it and trying to get them to either, you know, have another one of your beers, a different beer, or have more than one of the same beer, too. So what we try to do, I guess, to differentiate ourselves isn't so different as much as that we just try and maintain our quality and make beers that are super approachable. We like to have some novelty in our items, too, to stand out in the field. We do indulge in a little bit of novelty, but we make sure that we keep everything really drinkable and really technically sound, which has kind of become our calling card, I guess.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I asked Crystal Howard from the Bloomington Normal Convention and Visitors Bureau if she sees the potential for beer tourism in Bloomington Normal. She says that it gives her team another powerful way to market our community as a destination.
We are partners with them to help them help themselves, in a sense. But beer tourism has, it's pretty much on a par with wineries nowadays as far as visitors attending. We have more than 151 breweries in Illinois alone. So our part in this is to give the visitor a unique attraction to attend to. Maybe while they're here, they will do other things, but the end result is that they will have a great experience and go and tell their friends and family and come back and revisit.
Sure, and this is something that other communities have done pretty successfully. If they have, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 different breweries nearby, they can come up with a little brewery tour or something.
Absolutely. That would be our hope as well, that they would, as I said, we will partner with them to do the marketing as far as getting the word out when we can about tours. And as you may be aware, we're out at trade shows consistently talking about ways to bring people into Bloomington Normal. And so this will be in our inventory now, and it's a great inventory to have because it is new, and I would say in the last 3 or 4 years, it's the craft beer industry has really made its mark. As I mentioned earlier, it's on a par right now with the winery tours. And I think the Brewery Association stated that there were more than 10 million visitors visiting craft beer breweries, so that in the U.S. So that's pretty big. We just hope to maintain that partnership with our local breweries so that they will be attractive to our visitors, and whether that's giving tours so that they can come in and visit and tour the facilities, which is really what they want. They do want the beer, but they'd also like to know how the beer is made. That's the uniqueness. So we want them to be a compelling destination, and we're here to help them.
Brian Ballard from the White Oak Brewing Company sees the potential too.
We think it's exciting. Seems like the other communities surrounding this area, specifically Champaign and Springfield, have quite a few breweries, and it's exciting to see them all work together and create kind of a beer scene in their markets. We work a lot together with Distill on things, but there's just only so much we can do together. So it'll be good to have a nice big group.
Kind of what's next for you guys? Now that you have this tap room open here, what should, as folks kind of think about, I wonder how big they're going to get. What's next? In your head, what is next for White Oak?
We do get that question a lot about how big we plan to get and what we plan to do from here. I think we're, like I said, we're pretty committed to just doing the best that we can to make sure that we can fulfill the demand while meeting our quality demands, and slowly scale that up as the demand grows, while maintaining our quality and our identity and everybody's personal sanity. So we're committed to making just slightly more beer than people want to buy.
Are there craft breweries that you guys kind of look up to or were inspired by in terms of the way they kind of plotted their growth and the way they served their market that they were honing in on, and just kind of the way they did what they did? Is there any breweries that you guys really aspire to be?
Totally. And it's more local breweries, too. For instance, Distill, with their meteoric growth and ability to do what they've done in Normal, Bloomington Normal, Illinois, and the new facility, too. So we walked down the path that's mostly blazed by Distill, at least in this area. And then in Champaign, there's Triptych. We use a lot of their old hand-me-down equipment, so we always consider them our big brother brewery. And we really look up to them, too. So the people that we admire, that we look up to, that we try and that set the standard that we try to maintain, it's fortunate because they're so close and we actually get to work with them. So it's not very common that the people that you look up to end up being your colleagues and peers, and you actually get to work with the people that came before you that you want to model.